Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
It's now at noon on Wisconsin's Midday News.
New at noon, the Trump administration responds to a federal judge's order that it pay out SNAP food assistance benefits immediately, despite the government shutdown. ABC national correspondent Stephen Portnoy with the details just coming in.
In a filing entered just before Judge John McConnell's noontime deadline, the Trump administration said it would begin using a contingency fund to pay out partial SNAP benefits. Officials now say that fund has only about $4.5 billion left in it, enough to pay just half of November's need. The USDA, which administers SNAP, says it will immediately begin advising states about the reduced payout, but an agency official warns the court that adjusting the state's systems to account for it could take weeks, if not months.
SNAP is known as food share here in Wisconsin. Nearly 700,000 people in our state rely on those benefits.
Well, senators are back on Capitol Hill today as the government shutdown enters its 34th day, the record for the longest shutdown in U.S. history likely to be broken in about 40 hours or so. Democrats, Republicans show no signs of reaching an end to the stalemate. And those flying this week, you might experience longer than usual wait times at TSA. Or from ABC News transportation correspondent Gio Benitez.
Major delays in Newark, San Francisco, and Austin, too, as TSA officers and air traffic controllers call out sick among the roughly 1.4 million federal workers forced to go without pay. At one point in the New York area, 80% of ATC workers called out.
Staffing shortages also reported in cities like Atlanta, Chicago, Seattle, and Miami. You think about that network. I mean, those are major hubs. If you fly out anywhere in the country, pretty good chance you are routing through one of those cities. So significant delays in some respects. I'm not really seeing much of anything of issue here in Milwaukee. If you are flying out or have had a recent experience at the airport, certainly let us know. But some of the big hubs here falling short of what they would like to have in place.
Well, it's one of Wall Street's biggest merger announcements to date, one of the biggest ever, and it's going to create a giant consumer health goods company. ABC's Sherry Preston has the details on a major acquisition.
Kimberly-Clark is buying Tylenol maker Kenvue in a cash-in-stock deal worth almost $49 billion. It means the makers of Huggies diapers, Cottonelle bath tissue, and Kleenex will be a part of the same family not only as Tylenol, but Listerine, Band-Aid, and other products. Directors of the new company haven't said how they plan to counter Health Secretary Robert Kennedy's recent claims, echoed by President Trump, asserting an unproven link between the pain reliever and autism. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
These are two iconic companies. Kimberly-Clark has been trying to challenge the dominance of Procter & Gamble, and Kenvue has been on the selling block for quite a while now. It was spun off from Johnson & Johnson in 2023.
That one even sponsored by Flanners Home Entertainment. Check them out online at flanners.com. Sound advice at the best price for Flanners. Just press play.